The more I hear and the more I see out of this freshman class, the more I know that Auburn's got something special here.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Wednesday. We're just creeping closer to this Auburn-Kentucky game, night game, under the lights, on the road. Big time, big chance, big opportunity to try to gain some momentum back, try to swing the pendulum back in Auburn's favor, and just build something towards the end of this season. Auburn spoke to the media, spoke to several players, and they talked to some freshmen. And man, I tell you what, the more I look at it, and the more I hear from these guys, the more I know how the more you can feel how special this class is. You really can. You can feel how big they're going to be and how critical they're going to be in this turnaround, in this rebuild. And we're going to talk about a couple of those players, and then obviously how it's could be bleeding into the next class in the special, you know, that specialness that you can feel also in this 2025 class. As well. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code next round for a double up deposit bonus. Give them $250. They're going to give you $250 back to play with absolutely free. Hit that sports book. Just tear it up. You'll at least have whatever you deposit, you'll have that money, that free bonus money to just rip it up. Parlays, teasers, whatever you can get your hands on, they got it. And you'll have a lot of risk-free money to burn through and turn into, you know, thousands before you even hit your deposit. So have some fun. Check it out, mybookie.ag. Yeah, like I said, so this freshman class, the more I hear from them, the more I see them play, the more special I know they can be, they're going to be. And just the emotion, the maturity, and then the leadership already that you're hearing behind the scenes and you're seeing on the field. And then obviously you get to hear them talk as well. It's just it's going to be something special. The first guy, Malik Blockton has been a guy that not the highest rated player in the class, but honestly could end up being one of the top two or three players in the class. I mean, he is one that he took over pretty quickly. He came in and sort of carved out a role game one. He had a role game one, and you kind of heard whispers that he had snuck his way into being, you know, in pass rush situations, he was going to be the guy. He was the number one guy in the middle on pass rush situations, and his role has grown to where he's sort of become, you know, an every down rotational guy. I mean, two sacks on the year from the interior, that's not easy. I mean, you're running through a wall to get to the quarterback, and he's got two sacks. He just had a big one in the Missouri game. I mean, just seeing him blossom and doing what he's doing, it's been great. He actually spoke to the media, and he said some things that you just listen to it, and it's like, man, this kid's only 18 years old, and it kind of blows you away that, like, this guy's going to be here for at least two to three more seasons, and this is going to be the foundation of the team. So the first thing he just sort of acknowledges what I'm talking about, the freshmen that are playing, the freshmen that are making contributions out of his class, and the impact that that's going to make on the future of Auburn. So let's hear what he has to say.
I feel like we probably got the best freshmen in the country. Like, I don't see, like, no other freshmen doing what we doing. Like, Caleb Harris, Jay Crawford, Cam Coleman, Michael Simmons. Like, we all, like, really playing, like, a big part, like, in these games, like, really, like, helping the team out, like, really contributing to the team. And just to have young guys knowing that we're going to be here for years to come, like, we really going to turn this thing around.
I love it, man. He's real, recognizing real. I mean, he can see it. He can feel it. I mean, you look at the guys around you, like these, the dudes you're coming in with, those guys you came in with, those guys are making plays. Caleb Harris. Caleb Harris may be the best player on the team. It's no joke. He may be the best player on the team. He's unreal. He makes instinctual plays outside of his assignment. Like, just, it's just instincts. He's unreal. And Malik recognizing it. Jay Crawford. We're going to talk about Jay Crawford more in just a minute. But all those guys, like, how can you argue with him? Is there a better freshman class that's playing right now and making the impact that this freshman class that for Auburn is? I'm not sure that there's one out there. Now, the results aren't on the scoreboard. The results aren't in the win column, but the experience and the reps are monumental. And it's not like we're going out there and getting our teeth. They're not going out there and getting their teeth kicked in. All these guys, a lot of these guys he mentioned, defensive guys, are a lot of times imposing their will on opposing offenses. I mean, look at the Missouri game. They basically beat the crap out of that offense. It was a physical game, and they took shot after shot after shot. They just got no help on the other side of the ball. This last thing that he said, he asked a question about that last drive and whatnot. And I mean, the maturity already in this answer is something that this is an answer that I'm going to remember for a very long time. I feel like, especially of his career, this is something that you don't hear from kids his age. And I think it's something very, very, I just think you want to bookmark this. I think you want to bookmark this answer and really remember it, because this kid's going to be special. This class is going to be special. And answers like this, the mindset like this, I think, is the reason why.
It bothered me too. Like, I beat myself up about it, because I had a chance to make a tackle in the backfield to play before they scored, and I didn't. I missed the tackle. And then to play where they scored, I spent out of my gap, and they hit my gap. Like, I put that on me. Like, I told the D-liner that was my fault. So I'm going to try to get better. Like, that's just something that I got to do myself. Like, I got to know, like, in critical downs, I can't do that. I was trying to make up for the play before. I was thinking, like, in my head, I just missed this tackle, so I got to go make one. So I was trying to do some spectacular, and I can't do that. That was a fresh mistake. I can't make that mistake no more. And my coach, Vontrell, knew, like, he came up to me, talked to me after the game, because he seen that I was hurting. Like, he was like, I trust you. You my guy. And I'll put you back out there again. Like, you just can't do that no more. And I told him I won't. So that's where, like, that, I mean, that's just what it is. That's my guy.
Think about that. Think about what he just said. Okay, this kid he's seen seniors play in front of him. He's just watched one of the worst starts to Auburn football, to an Auburn football season in quite a while. He could blame, just watch his offense just crap the bed with a week off all game long. And could have said a lot of things. But then when you're talking about the last drive, what does he talk about? He talks about the mistakes he made. And I mean, I'm going to be honest. I feel like I do remember the missed tackle. I don't remember it being like, oh my gosh, Malik, like, you just cost, you know, whatever. But I do remember the touchdown play. I do remember him sort of getting spinning and kind of getting blown out of there. And I was just like, man, that's just, you know, just a, you know, freshman, you know, whatever. It just kind of is what it is. But to listen to him describe it, what was he trying to do on that last play? I was so wanting to make a play. I was so mad about the play prior. I was trying to do something spectacular. I was trying to do something that probably I shouldn't have done. And, you know, most kids would probably say, oh, I mean, I was doing everything I could. I was doing all I could. You know, I gave it my best. You know, it's not my fault. I gave it my best. He said, I did something outside of what I was taught, trying to do something spectacular, which I appreciate, and I can't do that anymore. I mean, guys, this kid's special. This mindset of this freshman class is special. I mean, this is something that these are roots that are being planted here that are growing here that I think are going to be something that can be, because this guy's going to be a leader. Like, this guy's going to be preaching that to younger kids. This class coming in next year, this guy's going to be one they look up to. That gets me excited to think about the class coming in looking up to Malik, listening to him answer stuff like that. Say, you know, they just went 95 yards on you, and he put the blame on himself, you know, for the last two plays. There was 13 other plays before that. Or no, there was 15. I think it was a 17-play drive. There was 15 other plays before that. A couple of them on fourth down, a fourth down conversion, a couple third down conversions. 17 plays, and he took two of them that he can't get over. It hurts him. It ain't going to happen again. I ain't going to do that again. I know that's one thing to hear from like a third, fourth, fifth-year senior, but to hear that maturity level from a freshman is it's exciting to know that that's going to be the foundation of the team. And we're going to talk about another kid that's the foundation of the team and has just sort of exploded and is just unreal in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Talked to Ford the other day. He's I tell you what, he's reeling on the season, but he's excited to work with you guys and excited to talk Auburn, excited to talk retirement, savings, everything, to just to make sure that you guys are on the right path, just to make sure you're not paying senseless fees. You can get feed to death on some of these retirement plans or some of these investment plans. And a lot of times you don't even realize it. It's not like you're getting massive interest returns a lot of times anyway. So if you're getting it eat up with fees, what's the point? So have Ford double check that, make sure that you're not getting eat up with fees, and he can kind of put you in the right direction. Make a friend at the same time. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Ford Stokes at Retirement Results, presented by Active Wealth. Jay Crawford, man. Jay Crawford's another one. He spoke to the media. He's not as seasoned quite yet as Malik as far as speaking to the media. You could tell he's a little bit nervous, a little bit quiet. But he did have one answer to where you could see the sort of the emotion take over. And we're going to get to that in just a second, but I just want to talk about him for in general. Okay, so this was a kid that he was a 4-star on some sites, 3-star on others, middle of the pack as far as the class goes, from a really big high school in Georgia. I don't know if you remember, if you'd listened to the live show. We talked about, you know, a player that said that, or a coach or something that we talked about that had said, you know, these young guys know what's going on and they want to play and they're locked in. And that was coming from Jay Crawford. I mean, he seems to be more bought in than a lot of guys that have been there longer than him and bought in on the process. I mean, if you remember, this was the kid in the A-Day game who got mossed by Cam Coleman, and he was always, it seemed like whenever you saw the reps and practice, the drills, he was always one of the ones that's just right there in the mix every single time. And even though he got even though that Cam made that catch, I put a bookmark in my mind right there. I said, that kid's gonna be good. That kid's gonna be good. I don't care that he didn't get his head around. That's a true freshman going up against a consensus 5-star kid, and he's all up in his grill. He just made a Cam Coleman play, and there's not many guys that can make Cam Coleman plays. But he comes in and he starts off slow from a snap count perspective. He played a few snaps. He played a fair amount against Alabama A&M. Played a few snaps against New Mexico, played a few snaps against Arkansas, and then it was on. And he's played close to 200 snaps over the last three games. So he is the guy now. I mean, it took him three games, and he's completely taken over at one corner spot. And that's, I don't see that changing. He also, very much like Caleb Harris, makes instinctual plays And what I mean by that is plays outside of your assignment just because you got football instincts. I mean, he's just got that it factor. One of the plays he made against Missouri, the only way he makes that play is the only person that can make that play is somebody that's just physically gifted. And that's early in the game. The backup quarterback did not make a ton of really good throws, but on third down, it was third and long, I think, he made what would have been a beautiful throw over the top of the corner, underneath the safety, on the sideline. It would have been just an unbelievable first down catch. I mean, it was. You can look at it. You can see the guy there. It would have been a first down. But Jay, just with his length and athletic ability, he's in the right spot. But he made a perfect throw, almost an interception, by getting up, getting a hand on it. And there's not many people that make that play. There's not many people that could use their body the way he did, can have the body control to be able to make that play. And it's like you see that from him game after game. It's hard to play corner in football in general, especially the SEC. And this kid's not only getting a lot of snaps, but he's being one of the better players on the team. He's a top 10 in PFF on the team. Like, he is one of the better graded players on the team, not just getting snaps out of, because there's nobody else. Like, he's beating everybody out. And then not only is he out there, but he's making plays too. So one thing he was asked in the press conference, everybody's worried about the recruiting class and worried about their the recruiting class in 2025. Everybody's worried about the class, their freshman class, because, you got the portal now. I mean, you can go places if you want to. And a lot of his answers were nervous answers, understandably so. You're a freshman. You don't talk to the media a ton. But the emotion that came out whenever is short, it's sweet, but you can feel it. When he's asked this question about the 2025 class, what's your message to the 2025 class?
To hang on, bro. We gonna flip the switch. Like, it's coming. You just gotta just trust the process.
You can see, if you see the video, it hits harder than the audio. But you really got to see the rest of his interview for it to really make sense. But just hang in there, bro. Just hang in there. Like, that's pure emotion. Like, understanding. Like, we're so close. We're close, man. And there is I don't want to say a divide, but there's a mindset here that's different from these young guys and then some of these older guys who, they've been through it. These older guys have been through it, and it's impossible for it not to become sort of second nature to just sort of expect the worst. And these young guys, I don't think have got that yet, that they're not there yet. So it bothers them. This bothers them a little bit more than maybe some of the older guys that have been here a while and are sort of used to it. And him saying, God, I'm just hang in there, man. Just hang in there. Like, we're close. We're this freshman class, this sophomore class, like, we're close, and we're going to be the leaders. We're going to be the guys you're going to be coming in and leaning on. I think there's a lot to take away from the emotion in that answer right there. You can tell also that he believes it. It's not just hey, remember to say this when you're in the interview. Nah, that was from the heart. That was off the cuff, and you can feel it. So that's something else to be excited about, to understand that. I think these guys get it. These guys see it, and it's something that we really, really need to rally around. We really need to rally around these young guys and be really, really positive about the outlook around these guys, because I do think we have something really, really special in these freshman and sophomore classes. Piggybacking off of that, I mean, you had recruits kind of sounding off as well, that kind of chime and echo what Jay Crawford was saying. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of that wasn't Jay Crawford reaching out to him. It started with Blake Woodby, who popped off on Twitter just simply, "I love Auburn." That was it. That's very simple and unprompted, on Monday, and it sort of set off a little tweet chain. A lot of guys that you maybe were hoping to hear, you know, say some things like that, like Eric Winters, who retweeted it. Hey, I'm 1,000% in, or something like something of that nature is what Eric Winters said, who just recently visited Georgia, who Georgia's really trying to get back in their class. And he goes and visits Georgia and says, hey, I'll tell you one thing this visit did. It made it clear that I wanted to come to Auburn. When's the last time that's happened, where a kid goes on a visit to Georgia and it solidifies that he wants to come to Auburn? There's something special. There's a vision here. There's something going on that's special. And I just hope we can hang on. I hope we can still be bought in, because I really, really believe that the future is bright, and you don't have to have a ton in the off season from a portal standpoint to be able to really make this team be very, very good next year. Deuce Knight does an interview, you know, trust the process. I trust in Hugh Freeze. I love this freshman class. A lot of this upcoming freshman class, this 2025 class, recruiting class, are very vocal through this dark time. Now, that's right now. Like, what could happen if Auburn were to just, you know, blank the rest of the season? I mean, obviously I know things can change, but I don't see that happening. But I do see this class being something special, and you see this freshman class working with them, telling them to hang in there. It's just the youth and the talent influx that's coming in is just from a – if you watch football outside of just on Saturdays, if you watch how programs are built, you watch how some of the best ones are built, this is kind of the build – this is the sort of the process that they go through. And it's something that I can see, and I'm just telling you guys, we're close. I'm just telling you guys, it's going to get there. We just got to hang in there. And I love what Malik had to say. I love what Jay had to say. I love what the recruits have to say. Now, we just got to hang in there and just grin it and just wear it for the next couple of games, next five games, get through this season. Finish off this class, finish off this roster, hit the portal, and then get back after it. And then, you know, see what happens in year three. So, guys, I really appreciate you listening. You need to sign up for the VarnAuburn.com. You got the $1 special for just a little bit longer for the first month. So take advantage of that while you can. Jump in on the conversation. We got a lot of recruiting content, baseball content. Hey, baseball fall camps and stuff like that's around the corner, or is going on. We have the best baseball guy maybe out there, Lindsey Crosby, just killing it. And, you know, basketball, we got a great basketball insider, a lot of team stuff. You got the podcast that we do with Zep Jasper that's a lot of fun as well. So a lot of fun stuff going on at the Barn. Need to check us out. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You can follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. We're going to be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.